Okay, so if you're listening to the Death Cab for Cutie Soul Meets Body song, the children laughing in the background, that's not like a remix version or anything. That is actually Dr. Drew. Help me explain. You brought your kids to see Annie Melnikas,
right? My kids are huge Annie Melnikas fans.
And so are you, because you, I have to tell you, kids, Andy, Dr. Drew has been so giddy all week long.
He's just excited. Andy's coming in. But I see the world through the eyes of my kids. They were very excited.
Awesome. So why don't you do some introductions so the kids can say hi to Andy?
All right, we'll start on this end. Okay. This is Douglas. Say hi.
Andy.
And Jordan. And Jordan. Andy. And Paulina.
Hello.
Say hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Okay, and over
and
here.
And Jade.
Hi, Andy. What's up?
And then last? Olivia.
So, do you guys have school tomorrow?
No,
we
don't start till next week.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's summertime. Andy, first of all, you're phenomenon on MTV. I would like to know what in the world goes on in your head most days.
And how's Whoopi?
Whoopi's good. I actually heard from the owner, Rifkin, that Wilby gets discovered on the street, so she's turning into a little diva.
How did you get into all of this? When was the first time you knew that you needed to be out there for the public to see?
Well, let's see.
As I recall, he did it when you were two?
No, I'm just kidding. I used to do computers. I used to fix computers, and I saw, I was on the internet a lot.
You used to fix computers?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was like 8.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I never know when to take him seriously.
Well, it was a while ago. It was like, I don't even remember when, but I just started looking at all these stupid internet sites. So I was like jealous, and I was like, I want a stupid internet site. So I just started making videos on my webcam.
Songs, and Jimmy found him. Jimmy
I
Kimmel.
Saw it too.
Jimmy Kimmel found him and said, this guy, I got to talk to this guy.
And it's fascinating. And then he just kind of...
It was actually 3 years after my website. Like, you never expect anything to happen from a website.
Hey, maybe you'll be taking over for Jimmy Kimmel soon. You never know. Because, I mean, you've got your fans are just crazy. Dr. Drew, so you've got adult fans. You've got kid fans.
I want to hear him sing his theme song.
Okay, will you please, before we go, will you see us into commercial with your theme song? Do you mind?
Oh, I usually hate this, but I gotta do it.
Well, you gotta do it. You know, it's part of the gig, Andy.
All right, let's see if I remember it.
All right, I'll even lower this little music bed here. Ready, Andy?
Ready.
Ready.
I rock Dr. Drew's on my head, but don't call me a Drew head. P's on my head, but don't call me a P head. B's on my head, but don't call me a B head. Bruce Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee head. Now please excuse me, I got to get my tree fed. You wear name brands and I make my own clothing. I hang out with an apple who loves self-loathing. I hate myself, Dr. Drew, please help me. I'm
All right, Andy, congratulations on everything that's going on.
We'll ruin him, though. I'm not blind. We'll ruin him, don't worry.
Oh, my goodness, with you guys in the room. And everybody, you guys, why don't you say, this is the world-famous K-Rock for me. Oh. Ready? On the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
4. This is the world-famous K-Rock.
That was better than I ever do it.
'Tis meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, dedicated father, family man, and all around passionate man. Annie Melnikas, the hottest face, the new face of cable television. Annie Melnikas in studio tonight from the Annie Melnikas Show on MTV, of course, 10:30 Sunday nights. Andy, I got to be honest, because I'm technically one of the producers of the Andy Melnikas Show, even though I really have no involvement, either creatively or emotionally.
Well, emotionally, I notice you do, though.
Well, I'm pulling for the kid.
It's kind of.
What do you mean?
He was sort of bewildered by the fact that his genius wasn't your genius wasn't
my genius
received the way Andy's was.
My genius, what do you mean? My genius is always well received.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying is when my team talked to me about originally doing the Andy Milonakis show. I said, knock yourselves out. Good luck. I'll be over here in L.A. I'll see you guys in New York.
Thanks for the support.
Well, I didn't sabotage the show.
Didn't say no.
I didn't say no. I said, have fun.
So it's a great idea. I'll be doing no work.
I didn't even say it was a great idea. I just said I'll be doing no work. I'll be over here doing my home improvement show. So lo and behold, a few weeks, few months goes by, and then the show premieres, and it's like, it's a hit. It is a hit. Milonakis is doing great. I don't know. MTV still hasn't said where they picked up the second season or not, though, right?
No.
Because they don't. Yes.
You know.
Oh, pull that mic up to your...
to my mouthpiece.
There you go. Yeah,
what up, what up, son?
There you go.
Bronx represent.
Andy, we just to get a little backstory in on Andy, for those of you who didn't hear me talking about it the other night, Jimmy discovered Andy when somebody discovered Andy and showed it to Jimmy.
But on that's his website.
Let me explain how TV works. You don't actually discover anything. You have a group of people that are paid to discover stuff for you, and they discover stuff, and they give it to you, and then you go, that's when I discovered. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If someone had found the Fountain of Youth, they gave it to Ponce de Leon and said, here
Ponce
you go.
Ponce de
Leon
didn't actually sail the ship himself.
That's
he
my
had a
point.
A bunch of guys sail the ship.
That's right.
Dropped them off, and he found it.
To be fair, he did give credit to him on the live show. He said Bill Simmons found this kid and brought him to me. So.
Bill Simmons, who's a great sports writer. Mm. Although I've never read any of his stuff because I don't believe in reading. But hey, Drew, there's an example of a guy who is a good friend of mine. I've never read a thing he's written. So there we go.
Buddy. So I'm in a good company there.
Hey, so Bill found Andy on the internet singing the Super Bowl is gay, which if you haven't seen it, rivals only MacArthur Park. It's one of the great songs of our time. He's singing the Super Bowl is gay. Well, do a little. Give us a little bit.
You did a good reference of what do you call it? No, at the Weenie Roast, you took the guitar from me and you sung the song for me.
At the Weenie Roast?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
You know what's nice about normally? Here's the thing: when you do a show, you're not drunk, but when someone else films you for their show, oftentimes I'm drunk, like at the Weenie Roast. So it's funny when people describe what I did to them.
The only time you're not drunk is when we're doing this show. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
We weren't doing the show.
Right. So you were drunk.
Point is Andy did the Super Bowl as gay. It was brought to Kimmel's attention. Jimmy, to his credit, immediately fell in love with Andy.
Put him on his show.
Put him on his show. I think America shared Jimmy's feelings about Andy, but the suits...
Short-sighted.
Short-sighted suits.
Lack of creativity.
Network suits did not... have the creative
insight
mm-hmm. to see that Andy had legs.
F them.
F the suits. So it's all right.
No, they did you a favor.
They did you a favor.
Everything
man.
Happens for a reason.
That's
does,
what I believe.
Does.
Yeah. So Andy got nipped, but that's all right because Andy landed on his feet.
Same
over
guys
at MTV.
Did Jimmy and Adam a favor by not putting the Man Show on ABC.
That's true.
Same guys.
Suits clipped us too, man.
Huge favor.
So F them anyway.
So now Andy's on MTV and the world is a buzz. That's all I can say. Drew's kids came in to see Andy.
When was the last time a kids came in to meet a guest?
I think SpongeBob.
No,
I don't know. Who came
wouldn't.
In? Who came?
I can't remember the last time.
Never.
Last time
right? You know, it was about 6 years ago. You know what it was? Insane Clown Posse. Your kids were only five at the time. Remember, they like five. The huge Violent J fans.
Let's hear a Violent J.
The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
Awesome.
That's
yeah,
some tough competition right there.
They're good for kids, those guys. No, you know what is Matthew Lillard? The boys came in to see him after without a paddle.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's right. Right. All right. So, Andy, I'm sorry I've been doing all the talking.
It's all good in the hood.
Do you have anything to say?
By the way, Adam, I'm not sure Andy came in here expecting you not to talk.
All right. Well, I didn't want to seem like an ass.
Just saying.
A bigger ass. Yeah. How's this changed your life, Andy?
Well, I don't know. I'm really lazy.
Adam, keep talking.
Ooh, he's lazy.
Wait a minute. Wait, you guys can relate.
A love affair is about to start with me and Andy.
It seems like the better I'm doing career-wise, the lazier
I
become.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait, there's
keep going.
Separated birth.
So, yeah. You know, instead of going to put my money in the bank and waiting for my checks to clear and doing all that, a lot of times I go to check cashing places because I don't want to wait for it to clear. And my phone gets shut off because I don't pay the bill. And then I go into Sprint 4 days later after everybody's ripping their hair out and saying, where the hell's Andy?
Well, MTV doesn't give you checks anyway, do they?
No, they pay me in cash. They give me
chickens.
Cash under the table.
Yeah, we didn't get paid in anything.
Strangely, that's what's going on with Andy. Yeah. You just mentioned that to me.
Yeah, but he's the next Osbournes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right, so people stopping you, people recognizing you in public, all that stuff. It's just crazy what a springboard MTV can be.
Mm-hmm. How's it going through an airport now?
It's the airport. The worst is when, like, the airport security. Like, if it's someone randomly at an airport, it's cool. But it's security when I have, like, my shoes off.
They're shaking you down.
They're like, they're putting their hand underneath my belt and, like, touching me in weird places saying, hey, how's that dog Whoopi doing? Hey, when you went up to that person, you said you were Jesus and eating the blood of Jesus. That was really fun. I'm like, can you stop touching my balls, please?
No, he's talking to you, Drew. Put your shoe back on.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's anyone who hasn't seen the show should know that Andy is he looks like a terrorist. He's got the
I do.
It's the profile.
They flagged my name because it was Milonakis. The guy was like, you know, I thought he was like giving me my props. He's like, oh, like the guy at the airport security. He's like, oh, Milonakis, you're Greek, right? You're Greek, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, come over here. You've been tested. You've been checked for special screening.
Special screening. Yes.
Yeah. So special screening means that we get to make out with an old guy for 10 minutes.
I got the special screen. I shouldn't talk about the drugs in front of your kids. Remember I said someone put a joint in my bag? Oh, actually, I put
somebody
a joint in my...
Somebody named Adam Carolla.
Yeah, actually, someone named Adam Carolla. But somebody gave it to Adam Carolla, and Adam Carolla put it in his bag, and then I got pulled out for special screening, and I freaked out. But I was cool.
Freak out.
Freak out, baby. All right, Andy Milonakis in studio. We will go to the phones.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Annie.
He's talking about the listeners.
Oh. Zeke? Doesn't matter. I still stand by my statement. Zeke? Hello? You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been dating this girl now since May of 04. And we broke up for 5-6 months or so in the middle. Like, in August of 04 till January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in February, she got pregnant.
All right, hold on a second. I don't like everyone with the month thing because it makes me calculate.
Not only that, it makes it sound like a veteran from World War II.
Approximately 1,700 hours of
May 3rd,
04, 4,100 hours. We just engaged in intercourse. We then re-engaged approximately 1,400 hours of the same year. Four.
It also makes me think, because the guy has a bogus cadence, it makes me think his specificity is going to be about dates, and that's why he's going to make us think he's being specific.
He may be talking about her pregnancy
here.
That's and
where
that's,
it's going.
That's why he's laying the groundwork. All right, proceed. Proceed, soldier.
Officer.
I apologize about the dates and everything, but...
You guys broke up for a few months. She got pregnant, and you're not sure if it's your kid or if it's someone else's kid.
We broke up, and then we got back together right about the same, right about the same time she...
Yeah.
She broke up with the other guy.
Right. Now she's pregnant.
We were having sex again.
Yeah. Yeah, what I said. Okay, exactly what I said, right?
You're right, exactly.
All right, then be quiet. So,
what's the question?
How can you tell if it's his kid or the other guy's kid, and do you have to be born to tell if it's his kid or someone else's kid?
You have to be born to get paternity
tests. Why? You couldn't get a
little...
Because
anything you do that disrupts the placenta or the sac or the child is endangering the pregnancy.
Even like a chopstick or something?
Even a chopstick.
Why can't they do the sonar? What's it called when they see the
ultrasound?
Ultrasound. Why can't they, if they do those pictures in color, you could see what color the baby is inside.
Is this that issue?
No, I don't know. But just in general, it'd be awesome if you could be like, we take a picture of the baby and it's kind of yellowish, so it's probably not his.
Yeah. I don't see color, Andy, so I don't know what you're referring to. But if I was more racist, I would be laughing.
I thought you meant you're colorblind.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why? Did you think I wasn't racist?
I thought you were a little bit on the racist side.
Yeah. I am.
He's just colorblind.
He's colorblind.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I hope it didn't come across like I wasn't racist. Hey, nigger.
Oh.
Please. Whoa. Where did that come from? Yeah.
That offends me when it does. It's dropped in out of context.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Did I say it in context?
No, but okay. I don't want to relive it.
All right.
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you.
Hey, come on.
Kids are in studio tonight, Anderson. I'd fire Anderson, but I'm leaving. You just live with him for another 10 years.
Thank
it'll
you.
Be awesome.
Thank you.
So where were we?
I'm a rapist.
Yeah.
What the hell is
I'm not done with Zeke. Hey, Zeke.
He doesn't have a question.
Yeah, you don't have a question. So this is either bogus or you're stupid. Go ahead.
It's a question, but I need somebody's advice, and I don't really have anybody else to talk to.
All right, well, get to the question.
You talk to me.
What I'd like to know anyway is, I mean, I've been with the girl now since she became pregnant again. Or pregnant for the first time. And then...
What was that? I missed what he was saying.
I don't know. Ask the question, Nimrod.
Okay, I want to be with the girl, and I really want the baby to be mine.
Well, that's not something you're going to wish. Or you can pretend if you want and not check it out. Just behave as if.
Make it your kid.
That's fine.
Your dad.
You know, as soon as the baby's born, I'm going to get it tested.
Why? If you want it to be yours, go ahead and let it be yours. That's fine. Just behave as if. That's fine. Yeah, it's an admirable thing to do.
People are on long waiting lists to adopt.
Yeah.
It's not their kid.
Assume it's yours. Just make that assumption. It's somebody you really care about. You want to make a commitment. Go ahead. That's great.
Okay, but the guy who possibly could be the father would be somebody that if I saw on the street one day, I would want to break every bone in his body kind of thing.
Why? She wasn't dating you when she was seeing him.
You know, she broke up with me to see him again.
All right. First off, you should break every bone in her body and then your own body, if that's possible, Drew. I think you have to leave your arm bone intact so you can keep breaking other bones.
No, you just keep walking under anvils or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Smart. The point is, Zeke, this chick's chaotic, obviously. You're angry at this guy. This guy's just getting laid.
It's rare that we find a guy doing this. This is usually a white trash
chick. It's the domain of
a
white trash chick. Yeah. But whatever it is, I don't trust this girl. I certainly don't trust you. I don't think you're ready to be a father. She's chaotic. She's acting out. But regardless of whose child it is, and I don't think you're going to recognize the guy in the street unless he's a spitting image of your kid when you're walking with the guy down the street. You know the guy?
Yeah, I've met the guy several times. I know his face. I know everything about the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, let it go. What is that going to do? Put you in jail, for God's sakes. And okay. It's not his fault. He didn't do it to attack you.
Just go up to him and ask him, are you my baby daddy?
Daddy baby?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Zeke. Hey, yeah. Look, here.
Andy's made for this show.
We certainly have to build for it. let me say this. You're not supposed to be a dad at 23 because you're an idiot.
Yes.
But if you are going to be a dad at 23, you have to put everything aside.
That's it.
That's it.
He's got to dedicate his life to that, which is still not going to be enough.
No, he's going to be a horrible father, but just go ahead and attempt to do that. But you can hear it. The guy's 23. He's nowhere near ready to be a father.
I would not have him raising
hamsters. I think you should convert to Hare Krishna.
Really?
And move into the hills.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
or just move.
He's quoting. Doctor just quoting the show.
Just moving to the hills.
Out of the closet.
Drew, imagine what you would have done to screw up those beautiful kids of yours if you'd raised them when you were 23.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No way.
No way.
I couldn't raise a lizard.
No. No. Veronica?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Huh?
You have a question for Andy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually want to know if they're signing Andy up for another season.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. We probably are. We're doing pretty good. There's a lot of press coming in and stuff. We don't have the official, super, super official email or anything, but so far it looks pretty good.
Here's how MTV works. They give you a date, and you agree on that date, and that date is here's when we have to tell you whether we pick up the show or not.
By 5 o'clock.
And no matter how successful the show is, they'll tell you at 5 o'clock. And,
if you remember, it wasn't 5 o'clock. It's usually like 9 o'clock.
L.A. time.
Yeah.
It's 2 in the morning. We're there.
Yeah.
I actually have a guy set his alarm to wake up at 2 a.m. to tell you the show's been picked up, even though it's doing great numbers. But that's the way they do it.
Yeah.
They won't tell you in advance because they don't have to.
I have a gun to my head, and I'm just waiting to see.
Veronica, what's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, I like the part when Snoop Dogg slaps him.
Makes her laugh.
I like the part when Snoop Dogg slaps you, miss. That's rude.
Yeah.
Hazel for shizzle, Dizzle.
The part when that one stranger guy, when you're saying, thanks for not stabbing me, so funny, and he's going to hit you.
Oh, you like when I get hit, basically, so you want to see me harmed.
Well, you're in harm's way, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else there?
You know, actually, I had a, has anybody ever tried to, like, hit you?
And yeah.
Have they hit you?
There's only one time on the show that I got hurt, and some little thug, he's probably at your party right now, threw a bottle of soda at my head, and luckily it was plastic bottle, but it was full of soda, and it smacked me in the head. And, you know, I guess it hurt, but then I kind of was proud that I pissed someone off that much that I was like, I think I'm doing something right.
Yeah. It was a plastic bottle.
It was a plastic bottle of soda, but it was full, and it hit me from, like, across the street. And luckily it was Dr. Pepper, because that's what I drink. So I picked it up, and I poured a little out to my homie, Big Al, who died.
Big Al?
Yeah.
He got hit by Mr. Pibb bottle some years ago. Let me tell you. A bottle can kill you.
Adam got hit over the head with a beer bottle.
Really?
Well.
And then he turned around and took on five more guys.
Well, it's awesome. Yeah. No, I had a beer bottle broken on me, but it was broken on my shoulder, but it was thrown at me.
It wasn't
a
prop candy glass.
Really. No, it's regular glass, regular beer bottle. Just broke just right, though. Didn't even do anything. But I was on stage in, like, Minnesota once.
A Jaeger bottle.
Talking to a group of 30,000 people in one of those miniature Jägermeister bottles made of, it only holds a teaspoon of Jägermeister, but the glass is 3 inches thick all the way around. Well, some guy threw it from about 100 yards back and went sailing 2 inches from my head and hit the drum kit. And it's the kind of thing where you just sort of laugh it off, except for if it hits you in the head, I'd be a vegetable right now. Well, actually, I wouldn't be a vegetable because my family would have pulled the plug and collected on insurance.
Long ago.
Oh, I'd say day number one.
They would have been the only vegetable.
They would have been the only occurrence where the family was arguing with the doctor, pull the plug, and the doctor was saying, no,
not yet.
Listen to reason, not yet. We saw him move. It could have just been gas.
What if it hit you and the Jaeger dripped down to your mouth and it would have like a Popeye eating spinach reaction and you jumped
that
in?
That would be awesome. Yeah. 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 This is the like about Popeye. He would just be on death's doorstep, and then some spinach would just sort of trickle into his pipe. Yeah. Not into his, even into his mouth. He'd suck it open his pipe. He'd use his pipe like a can opener. He'd use it like a silly straw. And then all of a sudden, boom. Huge
Jaeger
muscles
man.
Popping. Jaeger man.
You start walking and hitting on the ugliest girls immediately.
Yeah.
Instead of like beating fools up.
Right. Yeah. I pop up. I get my ass kicked, but I hit on some really fat chick and then vomit and pass out. In a port of sand. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Jaeger man. Write that down.
I will.
That's next season. That's
season two, baby.
In fact, I think that's the film version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the feature.
No, it's theatrical release. And you're not playing the dad in it either, Drew. Mark?
Yes, sir.
27?
Yeah.
You're a recovering addict?
I am.
What's going on?
You worried about your 10-year-old?
Yep.
All right. What's
First
the question?
First of all, man, I want to say, Corolla, you're the funniest man in America.
Oh, thanks.
By far. Melanox is getting there, though, so.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a man child, though.
I've been out of rehab for about 8 months now, and I heard Drew say that, you know, the gene, 50% that he'll
about
get it?
About 50%. The only time I see it more than 50% is if you have Cherokee North American Indian.
How about Choctaw?
Yeah, the Indians, the southeastern Indians, tend to be a little more higher degree of penetrance than 50-50. Right.
Well, isn't that usually alcoholism, or is it?
Yeah, but it's all the same.
It's all the same thing. How about the passion gene, Drew?
Yeah, because
I see your kids here tonight. One of them's going to have that passion gene.
Passion for life.
Yeah, for life. Uh-huh.
The deal is, though, the most important thing for you in terms of your kids, the probability of him getting disease or having problem with it, is you in recovery.
Right.
That's the number one. That nothing else matters compared to that. If he has the gene, he has it. If it expresses itself, it does. Nothing you can do about that. But you being in recovery successfully will diminish the consequences of that. No, the consequence will be less, and he'll come to treatment more easily.
Define having the gene, and then if it doesn't express itself, how do you know if you ever have it? Or do you?
You kind of know. People know.
Because they never drink, but they're into skydiving.
Right, exactly. Or race car driving or something.
But I don't know if there's any kind of counseling I can give him at this age,
absolutely,
at that young age?
Absolutely, to keep things as sort of healthy as possible. By all means, get him a therapist. That's a great thing.
Well, wait a second. First off, he's calling from Tulsa.
Yeah,
You think they even have Jews there?
No.
There's no way there's going to be a therapist. Like, I can picture a therapist. He's, like, sitting on a pig. Hey, you got to stop blaming your parents. I take a sip off a jug.
Where do you think Dr. Phil came from? He came from that heritage down there in the South.
All right, but listen to that big jackass. I'll tell you what, you want to lose weight, you're going to have to stop eating so much. Uh-oh, where's the applause time? Where's that? Yeah, Jesus. Is that in your book? Put that in your book. That's awesome stuff. Awesome. What do you say about eating?
Stop.
Okay.
Cut that down.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah.
What are you doing for work?
What am I doing for work?
Uh-oh. Well, right now.
That's right up there with right now. See, when you hear this, what would you rather hear, Drew?
No, let's do it.
Your young daughter's here tonight. Yeah. Eventually, she'll bring a man home.
Yes.
And hopefully not for about 30 years. You'll be dead. But the point is, she'll bring a man home, and you'll say,
well, what are you doing for the work now,
What do you do for a living? And now, which answer would you like to hear?
I can tell you which one.
Okay, so I'll give the two, and you tell me.
Well, son, what are you doing for work right now?
Drew, you can't say both the answers, you idiot. You say,
What are you doing right now, son?
Yeah, no, you can't even say right now. You can't incorporate the answer into the question.
What are you doing for work, son?
So what do you do?
What do you do, son?
Well, right now.
Okay. That's one.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, son, what are you doing?
What am I doing for work?
Yeah, that's the one I don't want.
You don't want that?
Because
I wouldn't. What if they combine them?
That's the sociopath
answer. Okay, what
the manipulation
What if the
answer.
Guy combines the two? What am I doing for work? Will, right now.
That's when I chomp down on that cyanide pill. That's right then. That's it. That's the one.
If you never hear, Will, right now, I'm a
Secretary of Treasury.
Electrical engineer. Yeah. I'm working skunk work division.
What's worse? What are you doing for work? Well, right now, or I work at a peep show cleaning stalls.
Peep show cleaning stalls.
That's a good point, Andy.
All right, but that's true.
Yes, because at least you know what you're dealing
there's
with.
There's no deception.
Yes, you know what you're dealing
Here's
with.
Here's a guy who's not hanging his head.
I'll take the right
He's
now.
He's proud of his job.
I'll take the right now. Because right now at least implies an acknowledgement that they should be working and a thinking about it.
Right now.
And here's what I'm going to do.
Right now.
They're insecure about their station.
Yeah, right now I'm at Arby's, but I'm going to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Now I'm at Arby's cashier. Soon I will be manager at Arby's.
Right. Yeah, that's probably more real, more truthful. You're right.
All right.
Let's get line six there.
All right.
Then a break.
Michael?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes. I got a question for Andy.
Yes?
I wanted to know, first of all, I got bees on my head, but don't call me a bee head.
Oh, you stop it, boy.
I got peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head.
Oh, keep going. I have such a big ego. Keep doing it. I love it.
Bruce Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee head.
What else?
It's my show. I'm Schmandy Schmiller Schmackis.
You forgot words.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I got a question, though, Andy.
What's up?
All your co-stars, like the old man and the
Larry.
Black guy that's your friend.
He's Dominican.
Dominican, excuse me.
Do we still call him African American?
No, that's Dominican.
Excuse me.
See, that's the problem. That's why I go with the blacks.
Yeah.
The brother on your show, were they all your friends beforehand, or did they get set up with you through MTV?
First, you have to answer my question. How many joints have you smoked tonight?
None tonight. I'm getting drug tested, so I can't smoke any for a while.
Really?
Shocker.
No, they're all real people. They weren't my friends or anything, but they're real people that we found on the street. Some of the producers just went around. We didn't want any actors. We just wanted, like, real people.
Did you find them on the Lower East Side?
Lower East Side.
All of the guests? All of the
All of the regulars are just real people
that
we found.
So not friends of yours, per se, ever?
No, not even now.
Frankie? Is his name? What's one guy?
Ralphie. Actually, after we're done shooting, I make sure that they're not in the same room as me.
Oh, really? They're dangerous.
And that they don't look at me in the eyes.
I think people have the misconception like MTV goes out and
does
finds
everything.
Things
oh,
or
yes.
does things.
Oh,
they don't do anything.
Well, yes, they do.
They tell
they
you
monkey, the monkey with every aspect of every choice he
they
makes.
They tell you what's wrong with the show. Right. That's about it. And they don't even necessarily do that if they like what they're seeing.
Yeah.
But a company, our company, which I have nothing to do with, produces the show, and then we hire people that are talented to create the show with Andy.
Yeah.
MTV just sees the finished product, may weigh in.
here or there, but it's the same thing they did with our show or any just about any show.
We didn't know how lucky we were, you and I.
We didn't?
How much did we had John Miller who rarely bothered us.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
where is John Miller now?
Not at MTV. I don't know where he is.
All right, timely reference, that's true.
But I'm just saying, we had a guy that we liked who just didn't, but we didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Well, for how weird the show is, I mean, I'm really surprised that they don't make us make it like more generic. Like, there's just like so many shows on now that are reality shows and different kind of shows. To have like a really weird sketch show, they let us get away with a lot in the weird factor, you know?
And you know, now that the show is what the show is, they're really going to get away or stand back and give you creative license. The hard part is at the beginning when there's no other show like it and all you can do is try to compare it to other shows that came before it, and that's where the trouble starts. All right.
Yeah.
All right. But now, see, here's the point. You're now Andy Milonakis, so all you got to do is keep doing what you do.
I hope so.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Andy Milonakis in tonight for the Andy Milonakis Show. Sunday nights, 10:30, MTV.
Big it up, select up.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Woo! Rock on!
Get it on!
Get it on, America!
Get it on! Yeah, get it on!
Woo!
Yeah!
Do it up!
I tell you, man. Tell you, if we were having any more fun, I couldn't stand it. Law wouldn't allow it. I like guys who really bust themselves up. You know what I mean? I like the guys who bust themselves up so hard they can't get through their thought. Tim, if we're having any more fun, I couldn't stand it. I guess what happened is you knew what you were going to say.
Right. You were
so
funny.
You pre-busted yourself up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were funny.
It's awesome. Andy Milon, oh, head rush. Andy Milonakis in studio. You know you're getting old when you can catch a nice buzz just by going.
Woo, that was good. Just a Valsalva buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was exhaling the huffing of the paint that you just did.
Yeah.
Andy,
yeah, you know.
He's a little bit of those inhalants and things that you put in your lungs.
Well, he's mostly copier toner guy.
Well, right now.
He does a whippet or two. Yeah, where were we? Yeah, Andy Milonakis from the Andy Milonakis Show, MTV, 10:30, Sunday night. Runaway hit of the summer.
Word.
Quite easily. We're talking a few seconds ago off the air about the whole New Orleans people stranded, 100,000 people and all that.
This is the one to give money for.
And Drew, don't even bring it up. Right. But go ahead. Tell us what you were thinking, what you were saying, 100,000 people left behind.
Just I was saying, what is the matter with the people that didn't leave?
I was saying every newscaster, every, you know, you drive around, you listen to AM radio, and it's like, those people are given warning after warning after warning, and they stayed behind, and now they're paying the price, and blah, blah, blah. And I was driving home listening to it last night thinking, yeah, what are those idiots doing? And then I realized I would have stayed. There's no way. Are you kidding me? Remember when we were in that hotel in Houston, the fire alarm went off?
Oh, yeah. That's just flat-out laziness.
And at 3:30 in the morning, you were down in the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
In your underpants, and I was looking at you through
laughing,
the window,
okay,
laughing because I never left it.
Yeah, yeah.
I realized I would have never. And remember how my dog got bit by a rattlesnake a week ago? And 2 weeks before that, my wife said, we should get the dog trained so it doesn't go with the rattlesnakes.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, forget about it.
That's all laziness. This is more than laziness. Because you at least, I know you, you would have made provisions.
I would have sandbagged the place and got a shotgun and been on the roof, but I wouldn't have left.
You would have gone to the Super Bowl.
You
would have gone to the...
Yeah. Yeah. You heard of shooting the breeze, have you not, son?
This is it.
That's what they're talking about. People think it's light conversation, but it's actually firing on incoming
weather
fronts.
Get away from me, you stupid hurricane. Blah, blah.
Yeah, you would have gone to the Superdome, the Astro, whatever the dome is there in New Orleans. You would have gone in there, and then you would have gone back to your house.
I wonder if they would have pumped up the crowds if they put on, like, sports music while they're in the Superdome, like, dun, 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 dun.
Should have played some Gary Glitter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2005 dumbasses.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up while your feet are stomping.
Laser show. Bunch of poor, beleaguered people dragging their wet asses onto the Superdome floor.
But
that would be awesome
you
if they had that. No, smoke pods going off.
You would have. That would not have been you.
I get them down on the field. Let's get a hand in. Come on, break it down. Yeah. Break it down.
That's Hurricane Katrina on one. Hurricane Andrew on two.
On the count of three, I'm going to get a hand in. All right, first off. No wind comes into our house. I do that comes into our house
yeah,
thing.
That's not and then laziness.
On the count of three, next time, listen to the goddamn radio. One, two, three.
Yeah. I just don't see them pushing.
I like it like a football rally. What I agree with Andy.
You see those orange bins there with floating people around in?
Yeah.
That would not have been you.
You throw the football and it goes backwards 100 yards and it hits the field goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would not have been you.
But
no
Drew,
way.
How come, why does this, that hasn't happened in like 40 years, right?
Hurricane like that?
Yeah.
Like 90 years or something, 100 years.
Oh, well, I heard 40. But point is they're below sea level. That's
they've,
why all
they've
the...
been obsessing about New Orleans getting a flood surge for as long as I can remember. I've seen specials on it on,
they're going to have
stuff.
They're going to have gators. Yeah. They're going to have snakes. Nutria and snakes and worse.
Water moccasins.
Well, but the worst Shigella. Predator ever, wet hobos. You know what that smells like? Do you know what a hobo smells like who's dry?
I know it. I know there's only... Maybe we'll finally achieve 100 hobo power.
Yeah. Andy, we've been toying for a long time with an increment of stink. You know what I mean?
There's no measurement.
There's measurement of wattage and BTUs and temperature
Richter
and speed
scale.
And horsepower.
Everything.
There's Richter scale. There's everything. No stink measurement. Just guys going, oh, man, that's funky. Or, oh, come on, who beefed? You know what I mean? But no actual scale. It's like if you're trying to describe a car and you're just going, well, it's really got a lot of power. It's peppy. But, no, I want to know, is it 500 horsepower or is it 200
you
horsepower?
You want a machine that actually gauges stink.
Well, no, you could even be a judge of stink.
I agree. I think it should be machine, and the unit of measurement is hobo power. But now, if the hobos get wet,
well, it's just another measure. You
put a zero behind whatever you
and
have.
See, there's the hobo power has certain sort of practical increments associated with it. 25 hobo power, very, very stinky.
Now, how much would
50,
you actually pay for the
50,
machine?
You vomit.
You vomit. 50,
you vomit. Yeah. At 100, it's only theoretically possible.
No one's ever experienced
the world might collapse at 100 hobo power. It's a theoretical measure.
Just like 10.0 on the Richter scale.
Or like absolute zero or something.
It's how much would you pay for that machine, number one? And number two, if something smelled really good, would it also go off? Or would you have to...
Would we have minus hobo power?
Good question.
Yeah, like...
No, because that's a unit of scent.
But it'd be fun
stench.
To run stuff through there. Like
see what it does. Try to trick it.
I'd like to see how like Charlize Theron's Dookie measured up against... like Whoopi Goldberg's Dookie, you know, to see if there was a difference. You know, we could actually start figuring and quantifying these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have theories.
And then we'd figure out what the meaning of all that was.
I have a theory that girls don't do number two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't like to admit that they do, at least.
Yeah. Smart. Drew would probably beg to differ.
They lay marshmallows,
yes. lived in a home with a few of them for a while. Jessica?
Yes?
What's up, baby doll?
You could ask Jessica, Andy.
Hello.
Yeah, ask Jessica.
Ignorance is bliss.
Go ahead, Jessica.
It's Annie Milonakis.
What's up, girlfriend? What your number is?
How's it going, boy? Why don't you talk to me off air, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying, and I love it.
She's from Laguna Beach.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm so not from Laguna Beach. I'm a little north of Laguna Beach.
All right, Santa Ana.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's like right around my time of the month and stuff, I get like almost manic. I get extremely like down or depressed. And
wait a minute, that's not.
This is a good pickup line.
That's not manic. That's depressed. That's the opposite of manic.
Well, she's thinking of the depressive part of manic depressive.
Because I'll go from being really happy, everything will be going like fine, and I'll be like extremely happy, and then I'll hit a low point over something so petty, you know, and I'll be in hysterics or whatever.
Well, there is the whole premenstrual.
The only cure for that is testicles.
Premenstrual dysphoric.
Other than that, you're just a chick. That's what all chicks are.
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, right? And there are some hormonal interventions for that. There's a new progesterone agent that's coming out soon that's like the pill Yasmin.
You know,
it's going to look good for premenstrual dysphoria.
You know, we need to put the world scientists on, and now, and not only the hobo meter, But stop making all the drugs for the chicks to make the syndromes go away. Start giving stuff to guys to numb us.
To tolerate.
Yeah, yeah. What I mean is...
So we don't care.
Stop working on the dentist equipment and start working on the drugs for the patient. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't need a better drill. I need I need more Novocaine or better Novocaine.
Is your girlfriend's period bothering you? Try Bitch Away.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Just whatever. You take a Quaalude, you mix it with a roofie, you mix that with some Jägermeister, you take a capful, and everything just melts away. You hear that heart music.
You can do that now, Adam, if you wish. But yeah, see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll see it in my unit.
Done and done. Jessica?
But Jessica, so there are treatments, as you know, and of course the serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs like Prozac and whatnot have been shown to affect to help all this. Do you have bipolar disorder in your family?
No. I used to use drugs when I was younger. Right. Do you think that could have an effect?
Absolutely. Was amphetamine one of the drugs?
Yes.
For sure. And the amphetamine can leave behind some damage in its wake. And they mood, and it's very common for people to need mood destabilizing medication after that. So, yeah, I would definitely look into it.
Mariah?
Yeah, hi.
24?
Yes, I'm 24.
All right, let me just jump in because we're running late for break. But okay. You saw Drew's TV show.
Right.
All right, so this is the person that saw your show, Drew.
This is her. Oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, finally.
We've been looking for a long time.
Finally.
I knew there was one. All right, so we found the person that saw Drew's show. And you think you may have a body dysmorphic disorder.
Yeah.
All right. Because you're...
What's the symptom?
Not fat. And you think you're fat?
Yeah. And I think it's affecting my marriage.
All right. Hold on a second. Drew, what about all the people I know who are fat and don't think they're fat? Isn't that a disorder?
We talk to a lot of those people on this show especially, right?
Yeah. We talk to chicks all the time. It's like, I haven't had a date in 21 years. Is anything wrong with you? No, I'm hot. How tall are you? 5 foot? How much you weigh? 205? You sure you're not carrying just a little extra? Nope.
I'm healthy, but what are you going to say?
Someone told me I didn't look like Brad Pitt body physique-wise yesterday, and I cried for 3 hours.
Yeah. I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Now, Andy is what we call striated. Long and lean like an African.
Mm.
Yeah, and I imagine a huge penis.
Cut.
Big it up, selector.
We will take ourselves a little break, and then we'll come back. We'll speak to Mariah, who's 24 and has this body dysmorphic disorder. After
I think
this.
You're hot.
Loveline is coming back.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Operators are standing by.
Loveline will be back in a minute.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. So, you know, Drew, it's so ironic and disgusting that you're spokesperson for Trojan, so I got to do all these Durex things for I don't get paid. Yeah, it's awesome for me. Because this would be the one thing I would have you do, by the way.
I'm sure.
One thing. One lucky person tonight will win a Durex party pack. The party pack includes CDs, poker set, money, and Durex condoms. Each night of the week, we're going to pick the best caller of the evening. Drew, you at least do that.
Or the That'll most be worthy. The one thing you the do. Most worthy for the condom pack.
Yeah, it's really the best of the worst. But you got to be 18 years of age or older, and you're going to get this Durex party pack. There's sex, and then there's Durex, and then there's Andy Milonakis.
Sex.
Durex.
Andy Milonakis.
Sex.
Let's Durex. Speed it up this Durex. Time. Andy Milonakis.
It's like an organic improv.
Really? It's like
practice.
One of those. Like, yeah.
Sex. Anonymous. Durex. Sex. Yeah. I'm going to have a nightmare about that, by the way. And I'm going to wake up touching myself.
I'm living mine. And I'm going to wake up touching Andy, too. God willing.
I can't believe we're having a sleepover tonight. That's so pimp.
Well, you know.
Is that a sleep? You told me that was a sleepover?
Well, I didn't want to call it a 69.
Eyes Wide Shut Part 2.
Yeah. Yeah, or you'll get pink eye. Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. Your kids left yet, Drew?
Yeah, they're still the other room.
Oh, really?
Whoops. Yeah.
The other room. The
I
other
don't
other
see him.
Hey, oh, I okay. got a question for Andy.
Let's keep on keeping on. What do you say here? Keep this train rolling. Get it on?
Yeah.
Gotta get it on.
I got a question for Andy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know like if he wanted to be a stand-up or how he became Andy Milonakis. I'll hang up and listen to the question. I mean, the answer.
Please. Do that tomorrow night, too, without asking the question.
Thanks, buddy.
Go ahead, Andy.
I... did computers for a living.
I saw a bunch of stupid websites that were like comedy, and I was like, all right, I can do this. I'll make a comedy website. I was bored. So I just bought a webcam, and I just started making really stupid videos and got a small following. I worked on a website with my friend, and I never really wanted to do comedy for a living, but I've just always been a huge fan of it. And then after I started doing it for like a year or two, making these really silly videos, I kind of wanted to do it more and more. And then I started taking like improv classes in New York and started doing live comedy and really started getting
stand
into
up?
It. I did stand up a little bit, but mostly like improv at Upright Citizens Brigade. Like we just did like 30-minute improv scenes. And then when I started really getting into it and really seeing like, oh, wow, I really like comedy, that's kind of when, you know, Jimmy found the video and it kind of all happened just like
quickly.
Perfect timing.
Are you over it now?
Yeah, I think I'm going to, you know, the Hare Krishna thing, I was saying that because it was like moving in my head.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, Andy. You're a little bit heavy set for Hare Krishna. I've never seen a Hare Krishna that wasn't just bone thin.
Yeah,
have
but
you?
I have that disorder where I think I'm skinny.
Oh, so. Right. Oh, sorry about that.
Speaking
of that, yeah. You don't see husky Hare Krishnas.
It's because they convert them. They fix them.
Is it all the tambourine playing, or is it just malnourishment?
Malnourishment, yeah. Malnourishment.
Okay. I'd love to just see a 600-pound Hare Krishna. Yeah?
You're about to. Oh, wait, I only weigh 590.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. You gotta get a razor and a deep dish pizza.
Let
and
me
you're
keep
there.
Eating this cake. Maybe I'll get up there before the show's over.
Mariah?
Yes.
So you're one person that saw Drew's show.
So I had an MTV VJ on my show who used to have a body dysmorphic disorder treated by a guy at UCLA.
Who was that?
I forget his name now, of course.
And it was a dude?
Yeah. Okay. And he had strange preoccupations about his face and a lot of stuff he was doing.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. And so now you think you may have that. And you're married.
How's it manifesting? How is it manifesting? What are your symptoms?
God, I'm sorry, I'm going blank. First of all, I'm on antidepressants, I'm on Wellbutrin. I just started taking Ritalin for attention problems. But I'm obsessing over my husband. I'm just completely obsessed with the fact that I think he's always looking at other women, and mm-hmm. you know, he's probably not. But I'm about 5'6". I weigh about 125 maybe. But to me, I'm heavy. I don't have an eating disorder. I wish I could have an eating disorder, but
that's
I love
sick.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about your husband. He may be looking at other women.
But he is not going to do anything with that. That's normal for a 20-year-old male to be looking around. That's just in his biology.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean he wants somebody more than you or has any intention to do anything.
Well, he just doesn't think he can. Mariah?
Yeah.
You're fine, baby. Leave your husband alone. What's your husband do for a living?
He's in the Army.
Oh, okay. He can't do any better than you.
Are you seeing a psychiatrist?
I am a psychologist and a psychiatrist, both.
All right. Just follow the direction. Yeah, they're skilled people. Let them do what they need to do. You sound up fine. You sound comfortable right now. It's going to work out.
Yeah. What? You know, a lot of these women with these guys, like, look, the guy's in the Army. He's making $920 bucks a month. Let him look all he wants. He ain't getting anything. You know what I mean?
Why don't you hang out with a lot of, like, fat girls, and then you'll feel skinnier and better looking in comparison.
Yeah, that's what I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made him feel good, didn't get any action out.
No, but, yeah, you're seeing a psychologist and a psychiatrist.
It's fine. That's
you're
good.
Fine.
That's good.
All right, let's
Jennifer
see. What's UTI?
Urinary tract infection.
No, I thought that was a prep school or something.
I thought it was an agency.
There's a question there for
bowels during sex.
Oh no,
Drew. Remember we had our guest question discussion in the last 20 seconds argument last week.
Yes, I didn't notice that. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Mike.
Yo.
25.
What's up?
You have a problem with your bowels during sex?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Name's actually
awesome.
Paprika. The girlfriend Cumin's down in the kitchen there.
So you get irritable bowel when
Come
you're
on.
Sort of
Corolla, you got that one?
Huh?
Big time listener. That was your joke from last week.
What was my joke from last week?
The spices?
Yeah, but what was I saying?
He has to be awake in order to hear jokes or references.
Okay, well thanks. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just say this very quickly as Drew knows.
my jokes to me aren't really jokes
per se.
So they don't go down as jokes. Right. And sure as hell ain't no one laughing around here.
Right.
So when people say, hey, that joke you told or that bit you did last week, it sure as hell didn't come feel like a bit because A, I didn't think of it in advance. B, I was looking at Drew, who looks like a carved Indian in front of a cigar store. And then producer Ann, who just has a look like a grouper, like I'm at the aquarium looking at giant sea bass. And engineer Chris had one eye facing toward Mecca and the other eye looking at his fly. It doesn't feel like there's any comedy going on.
Right.
It doesn't register in my brain as actual comedy.
It goes right past, too. We just move on.
It didn't feel so. It's funny when people go, oh, you're doing that bit on what bit? Mm-mm. All right. Hang on a second, Mike, though. I do appreciate you at least acknowledging it and categorizing it as a joke. Speaking of funny, Andy Milonakis in the hizzy tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Mike and his pals after this. Get it on.
Yeah.
Gotta get it on. Mandate?
Get it on.
Yeah, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Andy Milonakis.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
In studio tonight, Andy's show, the Andy Milonakis Show, can be found on MTV Sunday nights at 10:30. And then I'm sure at other times on MTV, if I know MTV and I've seen it on other times. on MTV, and I must say, my show's on Comedy Central tonight.
Oh, wait, my show's on Discovery Health Channel tonight.
Oh, who cares? My show's on at 11:30 on Comedy Central after The Daily Show.
My show's on midnight on Discovery Health Channel after something about a 1,000-pound tumor or something.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. I was scared to tune in on it.
Really? I saw this show today about this girl who's born as, like, a mermaid. Her feet were like, her legs were together.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping. I was taking a nap.
Good man.
I was like, I kept waking up to see if I was going to be late to this show.
Oh, that's nonsense. He was touching himself.
Yeah.
I kept waking up
at noon, too, which was the scary part.
It's so funny, though. When you're watching a creepy show, it's so much creepier when you're in and out of sleep when you're waking up to it. So I just kept on hearing this loud Spanish lady talking about her mermaid daughter. Just her legs were closed together, and it was kind of scary.
She was from somewhere else, but they brought her to this country for surgery?
I think so. I think she swam here.
She rode on Tom Hanks.
Dolphins.
Yeah. You know, I've said it many times, Drew. We have to start botching some of these separation surgeries with the conjoined twins or the mermaid people or any of this stuff so we can stop having the poorest countries of the world drop off all their freaks and have us then foot the bill to separate everybody. If you think about it, we have basically rolled out the red carpet to all third world nations. Bring us your freak shows. We'll go ahead and spend, we'll do the 17-hour multiple surgeries. It'll cost. Look, if it, you know, my hernia surgery was probably $20,000. I could only imagine what it'd be like to get my skull split across my conjoined twin and we share the same brain and kidney.
You're trying to separate us in a much bigger spectrum, though.
All I'm saying is we're paying for this. You know who's paying for it?
Me.
No, me.
Why not?
Well, because you're on MTV. They don't really pay you, but eventually you'll get some endorsement deal over at like Pizza Hut, and then you'll be paying for it too. Right now, I'm just paying for it and Drew a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We can't afford this. We got our own problems. We got our problems in New Orleans. We have folks that don't have health insurance, that don't have car insurance, that don't have anything. I got no educational system. Look, use something and get your kids apart. Leave them alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what happens? We get them apart. Then what?
They hate us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's how it works. And how about that? You don't hear any stories about people dropping people off to any other parts of the world and having them taken apart. All I'm saying is
they must take them to the Orient for the wisdom there. They
must rub herbs on their skulls. All we have to do is botch a couple of those surgeries, get on everyone's list of like, ooh, don't bring it to those guys. They'll screw you up. And now next thing you know, they're going to Europe, and they're doing it for free.
Perfect.
All right. Okay. And we need footage. We need a footage. We need footage of them, like, prepping the whole thing and doing the whole thing, and the surgeon pulling his scalp out and just start repeatedly stabbing both twins.
Just take them to shock jocks instead of, like, a girl flashing. We're going to, today on the show, we're going to separate these two people.
No, I think so.
Okay, it's 8:31, 31 after the hour. It's 29 away from 9 o'clock. We got traffic, weather, news, and sports coming up at the top of the hour. We got the Yin-Yang twins in here. We're gonna go ahead and take them apart. They're connected to the hip. They're connected to the skull. They're connected to the soul.
They're going to win free t-shirts.
I think the better
we're going to get a party pack, free windbreakers coming out there. If they say the phrase, it pays. Yes?
I just think the better way to do it would be
it's two for Tuesday, everybody. And we've got September coming up just around the corner. Rocktober can't be far behind. We got a superset coming up from Uriah Heep. But first, we're going to separate these conjoined twins.
Pop, pop.
That's Monkey Boy in the background. He's awesome. Get out of here, Monkey Boy.
Ba-dum-bum.
What's happening, Drew?
I think the better way to do it, like, sorry, Woody Allen does it. We're separating the legs. Here we go. We're separating the legs. Hey, ho, separating the legs.
Oh, then, do it like a magician.
Well, you remember when he cloned the nose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Drew. There's a timely reference. Yeah. Movie was made in 1967.
72.
Twins jokes.
Mike.
I'm dying over here.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for parroting back something I didn't know was funny from last week.
There you go. You remember it now, right?
No. What was it?
Something about
paprika and cumin. Help me out here, Drew.
I remember the references.
Somebody had a funny name, maybe?
I don't know. I can't remember. Something about Hungarian food, as I recall.
No memory over there, huh?
No. Nope. Zero.
You said the paprika, but you said paprika in a funny way.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm a million miles away from here on an island.
By the way, I can't watch it. Tortured. I've got free cable over here, and they don't let me tune in. There's a couple channels that don't come in, so I can't get your show.
Oh, my TV show?
Yeah, how's it doing?
Good. Not great. Just good. Doing fine. Yeah.
Funny stuff.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you crack me up, so I need to tune in.
Yeah, thanks.
And see what
it's all right. It's a solid. It's a 6.5.
There you go.
All right, Mike. We got to keep moving, though.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Here we go.
Well, he said, yeah.
Good nature about it.
It's good nature. Tune in. Yeah. Jennifer?
Hey.
You're 23?
Uh-huh.
All right. So you got the uterine what? What is that, Drew?
Urinary tract.
Oh, yeah. UTI.
Bladder infections.
That's
all right.
What's up?
Yes. I'm just wondering because it recurs and it happens whenever my boyfriend goes down on me. And mm-hmm. I've had it treated several times and it's still recurring.
So he needs to sort of adjust his technique a little bit so he doesn't do that to you. It's all about forcing bacteria up into that area.
Oh, man, I had an idea that's long overdue, but I could have really done this. You know, it'd be diabolical.
Some women have to take antibiotics every time they have sex. Some women take them chronically even when they're not having them. Recurrent urinary infections are very, very common. Usually it's with intercourse, not with what you're describing so much. But whatever it is, it's something that applies enough force to push bacteria up into the bladder, and there you go.
You know what would be awesome, Drew? Mm. You could do this with your wife. You could do it with your kids. The adverse reaction or the negative reinforcement thing. Uh-huh. I know this reminded me, but, you know, I don't really look at performing oral on a woman as part of the lovemaking act. I look at it as more
duty.
Of a chore.
Duty
and a chore. Mm-hmm. One I'm willing to do, just like all those other things as a guy. When you really break down your life, 90 to 98% of stuff you don't want to do. You get up in the morning, take out the garbage, mow the lawn, whatever it is. You don't want to do it. You just do it. It's part of being a guy. It's part of being an adult. What if you did this? What if when you got with a woman, whenever you went down on her, you would put something in her drink?
Make her vomit?
Like Ipecac or something. Like later on that night, right?
It's like the Schick Center for aversive sexual
condition. It's equivalent to snapping a rubber band every time I go down on her wrist.
Just hear
me out for a second.
No, I'm just thinking of more of a Homer Simpson type thing. Put a little cap on her with electrical current that runs through it.
Well, I think she's going to know that.
Oh, I see. What occult. I see.
Now, okay. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Yeah, when you hook the electrodes up to her lobes.
It might intensify the orgasm, though.
Yeah, and she's going to be hip to that.
Right.
This is what you do. You go down on her about every other time you get in the sack. Every time you get her a soda or a beverage or a glass of wine or whatever. Let me get you some ice water, sweetie. You just lie there and lay in your own glow there. Only the times that you go down on her do you put the Ipecac in there, and does she feel nauseated and vomit. After about eight times, she associates the oral sex
her
with
brain
nausea.
Will, not even her conscience.
She didn't even have to think about it. And then I'll be like, honey, I got to go down.
It'd be like Pavlovian dog. Yeah, it's just, I'd sure like to,
sweetie, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull those pants.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. And nausea is a very powerful conditioner.
Very powerful.
It is. Oh, yes.
No, look, people eat a thing of, you know, Kugel when they're nine, vomit, and never eat it again.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Oh,
That's my point.
Do you know what Bugle is?
That's my point. And I said a Kugel.
I know, but I'm wondering what is...
Other things that sound like Kugel?
Well, instead of being that vindictive...
Do you know what being frugal is?
I do.
Would you shut up, Drew?
Instead of being that vindictive or whatever and poisoning their drinks.
Well, I didn't say poison's a strong word, Andy.
Why don't you just say, I'm goddamn Adam Carolla and I'm not going to go down on you because I think it's a chore and I don't have to and there's a million other bitches that want me. Peace out.
Because she would,
peace out.
That would be, because she would die of laughter at that point.
Yeah.
She's laughing so hard.
You're underestimating the women of Hollywood.
Peace out. No, I think the vomiting route is a much
more
stronger.
More effective.
And this.
You actually look forward to that so they can laugh.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm going to get the peace out. I'm getting my BJ, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's going to be retribution. This is no retribution. They're going to be blaming themselves.
Yeah, say your fault.
Like, I don't know what it is. I'm going to be like, sweetie, what is, there something wrong with me? No. No, they'll be apologizing.
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with me.
Why don't you think of it like a game of chess? You could always get better at going down on them, and like you'll eventually become a chess master.
Oh, Andy's telling us something here.
Right.
Yeah, you're learning something about Andy.
Yeah.
What?
Adam is troubled and offended by that point of view, though. That sort of idea is really troubling to Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't. It's a game that I just don't want to get better.
Andy, maybe a man of passion, moderate passion.
Are you a man of passion, like Drew?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't poison the girl's drink. But
oh, really? Well, then we have nothing more to
is
talk about.
Is that romantic or what?
He may say good day to you.
I said good day, sir. Good day. Really, you would not
poison... You stole fizzy lifting drinks, you get nothing!
You would not poison a girl to use
aversive therapy. I would just poison her with my love.
See? Okay. See what I'm saying?
Right. What do you got going, Andy? You seeing people, women? Are there things in your life?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah? I mean, the newfound success obviously doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt at all. I feel like a little bit of a scumbag when girls, like, you know...
Are you hooking up?
Yeah.
Really? Nice.
Last night I had some fun.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably, I'm just guessing, and don't take this the wrong way, but it probably wasn't a career path that you were on a few years ago. I mean, when you're living at home and doing computers, right?
No.
Yeah, so this is nice. This is a nice benefit.
Well, the caliber of women out in Hollywood also are like, totally
different,
too.
Stepped up from your mom's friends, certainly. Right. Queens.
My mom's friends, you know, they're not that bad. I told her, listen, I want to talk to you, girl. I would never poison your drink. I want to buy you things.
I want to buy you things.
I want to buy you hot dogs.
Yeah. All right. So, good. I'm glad. Because here's the thing about MTV. No good in the wallet, but good in the scrotum. You know what I mean? Like, here's MTV never says anything. But they're like, hey, listen, Andy Milonakis or Carson Daly, here's the deal. We're not going to pay you anything, but you get to bang Tara Reid, and that's got to be worth something. Do you know what I mean? They don't. It's not in the contract, but it's implied. Yes?
Implied.
It would be better if it wasn't implied. It's like you get to bang Tara Reid, and they put the cost exactly the price worth of that.
Yeah, right. And then there's the hand job from Tara Reid. And
they
then
just add up the expenses, and they're like, your salary is worth $1 million with all these hoes you get to...
Right. James?
Yeah.
You have a question for Andy?
Yeah, I do. But before I ask that, I got to say, Andy, all my friends and everything are like, yeah, you look like Andy. Sing the song and everything. And, anyway, I was
can you sing the song? Can you sing the song?
I'm sure I can, but I'm just a little starstruck right now. Anyway.
Just call him by his nickname.
Me?
What's up, Sonny?
Nothing much.
All right, anyway. Sing the song. Come on, James. Get over yourself.
All right.
I like peas, but...
I rock peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head. Bees on my head, but don't call me a bee head. Bruce Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee head.
Now, word up.
I got
hold on. Drew, don't do the beatbox. It's distracting. I know you're trying to help, but just back off, would you? Go ahead. I'm sorry, James.
I'm just excited.
I don't know how the phone liner got James, but it's actually Mark.
Huh. All right.
That's because they don't care about you, Mark, but I do.
Right.
I was just wondering, like, what was your favorite skit that you've done on your show? What was, like, the most funnest thing to do?
My favorite one, I think, was the Spoons commercial. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Some of them...
It was in the first episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, then it was in the first episode because I was like... I mean, I'm not... It wasn't only my idea, but I was, like, really fighting for that to be in the first one because I really... I thought that was, like... Some of them, when I finish doing them, I'm really excited, and I'm like, I know this is going to get on the air. I know it's going to be that good. And a lot of them, I'm just like, this is really retarded. Hopefully it gets on the show. And, you know, so, like...
How many things do you shoot compared to what gets on the show?
We shoot way more. We shoot about a week per episode, and, you know...
But how many segments of material do you have that don't make it, say, compared to do?
Probably... I don't know number-wise, but probably like four times the amount of stuff that actually gets on the air.
Well, then,
maybe three.
But then, Drew, there's also segments that make it on the air, but it's like a man on the street thing where you're out on the street and you talk to 100 people and you use six of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the segment makes it on the air, but the lion's share of the stuff you shot.
With commercials, it's about 20 minutes long, and we shoot for a whole week for one episode.
Yeah, that's what I hate about TV.
It's a lot.
That's what I love about this show. This show is 2 hours long. You talk for 2 hours, and then you leave.
I'll remind you how good we had it on TV. We talked for 1 hour. 1 hour went on TV. That was it.
We used to do three and then sometimes four 1 hour shows in a day.
For MTV.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I would be complaining the entire day. Cody?
What's up, dude?
We started our first show at noon, and I would get there at about 11:35.
Yeah. We would do virtually a week of television in one day.
Yeah, and Drew, Drew didn't even know who the name of the guest that was on the show during the show.
What difference did it make?
Drew would lean over, he'd see Mac 10 and Banana Clip sitting there, and he'd just lean over and he'd go, I agree with... The guest. I don't even know their names.
I agree with the guest whose name I totally know right now, but I don't feel the need to say.
Some of them were like important.
It would have been more organic if you'd done it that way and less obvious. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
What up, gangsta?
Dude, I just have to say, like, you're my role model, man.
Thanks, man.
Dude, I'm serious. I copy everything off your show.
Awesome.
I was tripping out right now. And
what do you mean you copy it?
Huh?
What do you mean you copy it?
Okay, like, for instance, the coupon thing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried that in Pizza Hut.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, man. I'm hardcore like that.
You are gangster, man. That's gangster. That's a gangster.
The last coupon thing I saw was an old lady.
Yeah, did you bring an old lady with you? Did you bring your grandma with you or something?
No, I didn't, but I'll try that next time.
Next time, just... Get a homeless lady and put a sash around her.
That'll work, man. Hey, and you know what else? I know your whole song.
Really?
Do it.
Okay, you know, can you beatbox, man?
True, do the beatbox again.
Here we go.
All right. Yo, I rock peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head. Bees on my head, but don't call me a bee head. Fleas on my head, but don't call me a Lee head. Now, please excuse me. I got to get my tree fit. You wear a name, Brad. I make my own clothing. I hang out with Apple at Lifestyle Bros. I hate myself.
Pancake, that was gay.
Makes me extra happy. I like shampoo balls that sit on my labby because it's my show. You can't tell me what to do.
What?
Life had me lemons. I make beef stew. Gio, hey. I gotta go. It's time for me to rock it. I put bologna in my left pocket. Smear some cream cheese in my girl because it's my show. I'm Andy Milnockets. It's my show. I'm Schmandy Schmill Schmockers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are Schmandy Schmill Schmockers.
All right, you know what? Oh, he's 16. I was going to make him the Durex Party Pack winner.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, you're so good on your 18th birthday, you're going to get a package 2 years from now.
I'm looking forward to it, man, because I've never been, you know, I've been late, man.
All right.
You've never been late?
No, you know, I sit on my ass and drink Gatorade.
Oh, okay. Are you freestyling?
He's freestyling.
You want to battle?
Kick you one time, man.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
He's coming out to Manteca. Don't worry.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. All right. You're in a, it'll be out. You're calling from Manteca, California?
Yeah, I am.
Where the hell is that?
And where is that?
It's a little town that's, I don't know, it's a, it's kind of by Modesto.
Modesto, it's Modesto. Yeah.
Manteca's a weird name. Yeah. Manteca sounds like either a part for a boat.
I'm sorry, or, dog.
Manteca sounds like a part on a ship or a dude who has boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or possibly both.
No, or like the
or the name
decking of a boat.
Yeah.
Or the
yeah,
name of Manteca. A French hooker.
It's pure Manteca.
Pure Manteca.
French hooker.
Honduras. Black chick. Black heishi. Yeah.
Manteca rocked my world last night. It only cost me $20 and a case of herpes.
Manteca's a dude, bro.
Dude, look at her ass. She has to be a girl.
You see what's poking through her ass? Those are balls.
I thought that was a rainbow.
Oh, dude, man, didn't you get the man part of Manteca?
No, I thought that was short for woman.
Oh, man, you got to lay off the Hennessy.
Oh, man. Yo, I got to stop smoking blunt, son.
Yeah. And anyone who's seen Annie knows how black he really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm blacker than black, rather than Broadway.
I don't know if both his parents are black, but certainly one of them is.
I'm from Jamaica. Good sense, I mean, yeah, we bun from on until night of the mass I got come. We no run, pick it up, rewind, come now.
Julie?
Yeah, hi.
I'll tell you the kids today with their comedy. Julie, you're 24.
They use energy, Adam. It's going to be tough for you.
Yeah, it's tough. I thought you liked the nap. What happened to the napping, Andy?
I have, you know, ADD, chemical imbalance.
Ah.
Yeah.
Julie?
Yeah.
You, let's see, had sex every day since you became sexually active?
Yes, just about. Yeah, just about every single day.
How many years has that been?
Since I was 16, 17. I'm 24 right now.
Well, hold on. How many? You say 16, 17. Which is it?
Well, I was a virgin until 16, and then 17, ever since I turned 17, I've had sex, like, every day, just about.
The same person?
In person?
Yeah. With the same person.
Is that she found that absurd.
Is that an impertinent question?
I've had only two relationships. My first relationship was, like, 7 years, and my second one is, like, two and a half.
Well, here's why we ask, because in order to do this sort of handing off of the baton, it's difficult to not miss a day when you're with multiple people, because right, there's always a little downtime in between relationships, usually, God willing.
She thought you said in person.
Oh, I see. Julie?
Yeah.
So you went from one guy to the next. Did you, you had the other, was the second guy, was he a guy you worked with?
No.
He was a guy you knew while you were in your other relationship.
So what he's saying is you must have been a bullpen
setting him up. He was warming up when the 7 year relationship was coasting to an end, right?
I guess, yeah. I just happened to have met the second guy when my first relationship was kind of, you know, going down.
Right. That was a year before it ended.
Exactly what Adam's saying. But the point is,
when did you? I just out of curiosity, your first relationship lasted 7 years.
Yeah.
At what point did you meet
number two?
At what point? Well, I guess my first relationship wasn't doing that well already.
No, at what point?
Give us the time.
Give us the year.
Like years. Like 2003.
So 2 years ago, exactly, yeah, when you started the relationship. But how? Let's put it this way: how long after you met the number two did you start a relationship with him?
I think I start seeing him, like, just about every single day, ever since I met him the first day. I start seeing
him. So you jumped immediately off your old relationship onto the new one?
Yes.
How? I could try to ask this question one more time and see how it works. Where did you meet the second guy?
Unfortunately, it was a cool place, a car wash, I guess. I don't know. What can I say? I did meet him there. He was riding a sport bike, and I was really into that, so.
And
Sounds like a rap video.
Bring your sport bike to a car wash?
Yeah. I just drew.
All right, hold on a second. I'm not done. You met the guy at a car wash, and then your relationship ended when?
That day your relationship ended?
It didn't end that day. He didn't know. I didn't tell him. I just kind of moved away from him. I just kind of ignored him, avoided him.
Somebody you've been in a relationship with 7 years, you were able to just sort of avoid?
Yeah.
Because you met a guy at a car wash?
Yeah.
The car wash.
Wow. Do you understand how that. Do you understand how bizarre that sounds?
You were living with him, right?
The first guy, no.
Oh, you said moved away. I figured.
But you were having. You were having.
I just kind of moved on.
Yeah, but Julie. Wait. Hold a second. The day before the car wash, if your math is correct, you were having sexual relationships with guy number one.
Yes.
And so Tuesday you're having sex. Wednesday
not immediately, but there are a couple days where I don't have sex. Sometimes the longest I haven't had sex was like a period of a week and a half to 2 weeks. That's the longest I've ever been without sex, and ever since I was 17. And I just want to know if that's considered a sex addict. I just want to know.
No, it's not necessarily. But what we find much more bizarre is how you conduct yourself in relationships. How it is you can be with somebody for years and just vanish. How it is that you can go from one to another immediately like that.
Well,
and why you can't be alone in your own skin by yourself without a relationship. That's really more of the story, is I can't be without somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Compulsively seeking someone. And that's those sexual relationships are part of that need to be with somebody all the time.
Well, I hear something in Julie's voice. Not sure exactly what it is, but I hear something.
I hear like adopted at four kind of thing.
Yes, adopted.
Yeah.
Julie?
Yes.
Julie, were you adopted?
No.
Where's your dad?
He's with my mom. They live in Northern California. They're together.
Mm-hmm.
These are your biological parents?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like fat white kids with MTV shows?
Because Andy has a sexual streak going, too, which has never had having sex. So you guys, it'd be like a Super Bowl where one team has a great offense, but their team has a fantastic defense. Who's gonna win? Will Andy turn into a sex fiend, or will she go celibate? You know what I mean? Who's gonna win? Yeah. Whose will is greater?
You're underestimating Hollywood hoes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, buddy. I know. I was just building him up a second ago. Julie.
Yeah.
All right. So let's try to figure this out, because I want to ask a couple of questions. Your parents are together.
Yes.
But you can't be alone.
Right. No drug abuse. Yeah. Did your dad cheat on your mom or anything good like that?
I think he did.
Interesting. Mm.
It is interesting, because we rarely ask that.
But I think that has anything to do with it, does it?
Well, it does, because I asked it.
There's something going on. There's something making you...
When did you find out your dad cheated with your mom?
I think he's been doing it for like 2 years, and I just found out when he got married to the second wife. And
I thought you said they were both together.
Your parents were living together in Northern California.
They are together.
Your dad and his new wife.
Yeah, he married.
Yeah, Julie.
Okay, hold on. Julie. Like,
disconnected from reality?
I'm going to give you a break, and please answer yes. Have you ever had head trauma?
No.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're asking questions like where your parents and your parents are together and living in Northern California, and then you weave in your dad's second wife.
Yes. The second wife is living with the first wife, and my dad, they're all living together. My biological mom doesn't approve of it.
I think this girl needs the condom party pack.
Yes.
Condom party pack.
Andy.
That doesn't affect my sex life, does it?
No, but what, by the way, your mom, talk about Squaresville with the mom.
How dare she?
What year is she living in, baby? Hey, Daddy-O, we're not in the 50s anymore. You have to have a new chick move in.
Here's the deal.
Something's wrong.
Yes, hold on. We're going to give her the body back. We're going to put her on hold. We're going to take a break.
Compulsive liar pack.
And we're going to come back to this. But Julie, hold on a second.
Andy Milonakis is here tonight. There's something in Julie's voice which is stirring
haunting.
Up the bats in our soul.
Yes. And we're not talking about the ones I'm talking about.
You're talking about baseball bats?
Baseball
bats. Oh, you want to hit her with a bat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I want to hit her with a bat, too.
Shmandy Shmelinakis is here tonight.
Shmelishmakis.
That was a dirty joke for all you people who aren't with it. Put a little giddy up in your step, sassy cowgirl.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for calling Loveline. Your call will be answered in the order it seems interesting.
Call Loveline.
Call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Shut up.
Get it on! Drew, let me continue, please. Andy Milonakis is here tonight. Total pro. Total pro, Andy Milonakis. Andy Milonakis Show, MTV, 10:30, Sunday nights. My show on Comedy Central tonight, 11:30.
Oh, and big Drew's whoop.
Drew's show, 12 o'clock.
Tonight.
TLC.
For those of you on the West Coast.
Yeah. What's the name? Midnight. What channel is that there?
Discovery Health channel. I'll see it on Saturday. Discovery Health. 11, 12, or 1, something like that.
We're like a trifecta of
or
pimps.
You really are. Central Mountain, it's on now.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because we have the deep cable, deeper cable.
Deepest.
And, yeah.
Deepest. We got all.
Deepest cable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The, what do they call that? Marianas Trench or something? What are you? What's the deepest point in the ocean, Drew?
I know what that's called. Yeah, something canyon.
Yeah, let's put it this way. The cable that Drew's on, there's no light. Light doesn't exist.
Well, there's the light over the groupers' heads, you know, those little lights and the fish have on them.
Angler fish. Angler but fish. Nothing can survive that pressure.
No.
All right. Julie?
Yes, hi.
You're 24?
Mm-hmm.
So, Julie's got the parents that are living with the...
Oh, yeah.
And now, are they polygamous?
I wouldn't say so, but I guess in my dad's case, yeah.
So he's married to two women simultaneously?
Yeah. Well, my mom's not happy about it.
I know.
She just puts up with it, though.
Yeah. Let me explain. It's not that he keeps leaving his golf shoes in the entryway. That's he's banging another chick in their bed. Not being happy is the golf shoes in the entryway. It's not the new chick who's also in the bed with you.
How does he pull this off legally?
I don't know.
Is your dad a... You don't know. Wait a minute. So tell us about your family of origin. What was it like growing up with these people? Was your dad a criminal?
No.
He is just a criminal now.
A criminal? No.
He's breaking the law. He's married to two women.
I don't know. I guess it is. It would be, wouldn't it? Here
are you
in
a Mormon?
California.
Not in the eyes of his God.
Oh, are you a Mormon?
You know what I mean?
What were your parents like growing up?
They never argued in front of us, my brothers, sisters. My dad never communicated to us. My dad would communicate through my mom, and my mom would tell us if there was a problem, like if we had bad grades at school or we were trouble, you know.
Did he ever speak to you at all?
Yeah, he does. He talked to us.
But when you were growing up?
Yeah, but the communication wasn't that good.
Why? What happened?
There just wasn't any communication. He just doesn't talk to us, like conversation.
Would he yell at you?
What?
Well, he would really tell his wife to yell at them.
Was he really your dad? I mean, was he just some guy that...
He is my biological dad, unfortunately.
Hold on.
Wait. She's going to tell us what the deal is, unfortunately.
I know it's good radio, but I need to speak.
Oh.
You know? That's why it's called... Oh, wait a minute. It's not called the Animal Crossing. Damn it.
No, this isn't...
I thought this was my show. Yeah. What is the show called?
Loveline.
Yeah, we got to change that. It's Andy Milonakis' show. It's Adam Carolla. Should be another Adam Carolla show.
Let's call him Adam Carolla.
Here's the thing. Julie sounds like a robot.
Yeah, there's something like very, very wrong.
And very, very wrong. And she's missing that chip that you get in your head when daddy bounces you on his knee and says, that's my number one girl and stuff like that.
I'm almost wondering if there was some sort of like social worker or something who come through and just check the mom out. And
maybe it's not dad at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe mom took a mop handle, put a sport coat on it and a hat.
Yes.
And taped a pipe to it.
And he said, well, he doesn't talk very much.
Well, what's that? He wants you to do your homework.
That's the kind of thing it sounds like, right?
Or we could have run into the next female Andy Kaufman, and this could be an elaborate joke.
Ooh.
Really,
maybe that is
obscure, subtle.
Yeah, except for Andy Kaufman was funny, and that's
so. Julie,
this is Larry Speedo.
Did your dad live in your house with you?
I don't live with my parents.
No, when you were growing up.
Yes.
Okay, and what were you going to say?
Did gives it a past tense,
You were going to say, he's my biological father, and unfortunately, and Adam hung up on you. So what was you were going to say?
I actually don't remember. I was actually thinking about if having sex every day is normal. I wanted to actually ask you that. Is that normal?
It's normal. It can be normal for some people in a long-term relationship.
Julie.
What's not normal is your complete and total lack of insight into the basic sort of... story of your life.
Julie, do you know what you sound like? You sound like if animals could speak, and I'm just picturing a raccoon on the other end, a voice with something coming out of its mouth. Right. You don't sound like a human being to me.
But if praying mantises could speak, I wonder what the woman would say before she ate the head off. Like, what was she thinking? Like, how evil of a bitch she had to be.
No, yeah. That looks good.
Hey. Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's because you grew up in a family where your dad didn't talk, but there's some sort of disconnect with you between sort of reality, life, communication, and the world you're living
in. Just the basic insight and sort of primer on life. Was your family just, nobody talked about it? Was it empty? Was it, I mean, yeah. just empty. Emotionally empty.
Is there some sort of weird religion that prevents you from watching TV and reading newspapers and having friends? Yeah, homeschooled, stuff like that?
They're just strict. They're just very strict.
Like what? What would happen?
Come home every day from high school, 3 o'clock, and you have to be home by 5. And if you're home 6, 7, you get a slap in the face. Like, where have you been? What were you doing? You
know? Slap in the face is physical abuse. That's another you're obviously not aware of. But when people hit you,
right,
as a child, that's when the Department of Social Services comes and call in.
Right. Well, they do that because, you know, the school calls in and says, "Hey, your child ditched school."
Well, that's not coming home at 7. That's ditching cutting school.
And the reason you ditch school is because you're being physically abused at home.
Well, you want to get high and go to the reservoir,
whatever,
like me.
Whatever.
I've only ditched school like once or twice in high school, and I got a slap in the face.
All right. Are your parents religious?
No.
And what'd you say your dad did for a living?
Well, right now.
What did he do?
Mechanical welding.
Welding.
Yeah, working around metal. Yeah, that's trouble. All right, Julie, we're ignoring the part where you want to know if your vagina will wear out if you have too much plunging action with a strange penis. And we're going to focus on the part where you sound like a robot and you sound completely disconnected from any ounce of emotion or feeling.
The most bizarre thing you've said is you're in a relationship with 7 years, you vanish from this guy, you jump ship to a guy you met at a car wash, and then go on about this compulsive need to be next to somebody and connected to them physically. That's the bizarre part. It's not the fact that you're having sex every day. Were you also sexually abused?
No.
All right. So there's no sort of sexual addiction stuff here, but the whole quality of how you conduct yourself relationships is, I have to tell you, bizarre.
Are you depressed?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's something.
Well, why don't you work on the depression and don't focus on the sexual part?
At least that's something that can be sort of discreetly managed.
All right, there.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Work on the depression, Julie.
But have fun with the party pack, Dorex.
Right. All right.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way.
I love you. Feel better.
Whew. Julie, just the marrow in my bones hurt when I speak to Julie. Something profoundly depressed or sad or shut off or just shut down.
Disconnect.
Disconnected? Where does that come from?
Not sure.
Your parents here? Yes. Your dad's with your mom? Yes. And he's not with us. And another
imagine
one.
Imagine how raccoons do this, that she was doing this while she was talking to us.
I really think that wasn't a human being. You know what I'm amazed by? I'm amazed at how many humans aren't human or have difficulty being human. You meet them every day. You see them every day. There's a little spectrum. Some is the ones that just seem, some are just completely disconnected from all affect and feeling, and then others feel like they're crawling in their own skin.
Yeah,
like the people that are just horribly uncomfortable being a human being. Mm-hmm.
A lot of celebrities, I think.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they're like, what happened to this person who looks like a regular man, but is like an alien, a retarded alien.
Right. Yeah, you know the thing about celebrities is
saying that about Adam Andrew.
They have no way. I'll never forget, well, there's a couple of good stories, especially the late night talk show host, not Kimmel. He's all human. Maybe a little too much, actually. Jay Leno. Jay Leno used to live up in the hills. This is 21 years ago. Now, maybe more.
Was he funny back then?
I don't know, but he was doing stand-up. He was living up in the hills, and here's what Jay Leno was doing. Regular stand-up, working stand-up. You probably wouldn't know who he was unless you're a big fan of stand-up. I was remodeling the house next door or across the street from his house and the people whose house I was remodeling. Now, meanwhile, this was so long ago, I was just a goomper. I was just a helper. I was like 19. And They used to park in his driveway and all that kind of stuff. I used to see Jay Leno come out of the house about noon, pick up the newspaper, head back into the house, and then about 3 o'clock, he would start tinkering on his motorcycles out in the garage. I would knock off work at 3:30 and just walk across the street, introduce myself, and hang out and help him tinker on his motorcycles. He was surprised that I'd heard of him. He was that, you know, early. It was that early in his career. Later on, I don't know, when Jimmy and I did the Tonight Show for the first time, I walked up to him excited about telling him the story. Hey, Jay, remember when you lived up on Woodrow there? And remember the guy across the street used to help you with the bikes? That was me. And he went, oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, see you guys out there. And I realized, not a human being. None of that. You mean you worked on the Johnson's place across, which house you worked, and then you would come, yeah, no, I remember it. Mm-hmm. Crazy that we'd both end up on the same, you know, I'm hosting a show and you're a guest on it, and you were a carpenter, right? You know, was none of that just...
It's like Teddy Ruxpin, he has like a bunch of responses that are programmed in.
Right.
I'm like, you got that one.
If who is that? Who is
Teddy Ruxpin.
Who's that?
He's a teddy bear that talks.
Yeah, oh.
Come on, buddy. You got kids,
I just want to make sure I knew.
You
say
abusing him.
You say a bunch of things to the teddy bear, and it has these bunch of responses.
Yeah.
So if you asked him that question...
it's like an 8-ball.
2 minutes later, it would have been like a different answer.
Maybe it's the magic 8-ball?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then Craig Kilborn, when I did his show, I said, Craig, I know you like playing hoop, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, you know, me and some of the guys from Kimmel, including Kimmel on occasion, we play, we have a game over at my house on Saturdays. You should stop by. It's a fun game. And he looks at me and he's like a little bit confused. And he's like, I already play a game with Gary Shandling. And I'm like...
Was that when Kimmel was competing with him, though?
No. This is years before that. And I said... yeah, I know, but this is just a fun game. And he said, you know, sometimes like Dustin Hoffman stops by. And I was like, yeah, no big celebrities, but a fun game and good guys. And he was confused.
He's just trumping. How can you?
Yeah, you and Kimmel versus Gary Shandling and Dustin Hoffman or whoever it was. And I remember just looking at me confused. It was like a computer. It was like smoke was going to start coming out of
colors,
his ears.
His true colors were about to come out. And he's going to be like, Hoop, what is this game you earthlings play?
That's what I was waiting for, like a tail to come whipping out and stabbing the neck.
The crab lobster crawls out of his skin.
Yeah, and that's where I realized not human beings, a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Schmel Schmackes,
not only a comedian, but a modern-day poet and observer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Two roads diverge in a yellow woods.
Virgil. Homer.
He's Homer. Yeah. He's like me. He just sits back, observes life, and then beats off and naps.
He is like you.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Fake a heart attack like a Red Fox.
Elizabeth, it's the big one.
Elizabeth, coming. Luke? Oh, Luke's not on the phone. Button. Yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, Annie Milonakis in studio tonight, if you haven't heard. Luke 19. Sounds like I'm turning to a page in the Bible.
Yep.
Luke 19, go ahead.
Hey, Adam, Drew, Andy, what's up, guys?
Luke.
What up?
And it was Stone.
All right, dude. Yeah, a little bit mad, huh? But check it out, dude.
Whoa.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Labongicus, fine. And he packed his six shooter filled with herb, and it was stoned. Go ahead, Luke.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hey, so we've been going out for some time now, man, and she's like, and it's kind of...
Luke.
Bogus.
Sounds like it, but he could be just a-hole, you know, Cadence.
Yeah, his girlfriend wants to probe his butt while giving him oral.
What do you think, Andy?
Don't underestimate Hollywood hoes.
Yeah, but she's from...
That's the movie.
Yeah. It'd actually be nice if he started a team called Hollywood Hoes, so you could really say, like, people have been disrespecting the Hollywood Hoes.
They've been underestimating the Hollywood.
There's nobody but the Hollywood Hoes in this locker room that thought we could do it.
Perfect.
Yeah. I always love when they do that at the end of the sporting event, and I'm not sure when this became in vogue. I think it's somewhere around the Pats' first Super Bowl victory. Used to be people would just go ahead and celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Now it's like, nobody thought we could do it. Nobody but the people. I'm sorry you're angry, Your Highness. How about
you
crack some champagne and enjoy yourself instead of yelling?
I want to thank Jesus Christ. I want to thank my moms. I want to thank my baby moms. I want to thank my baby moms. And yo, if it wasn't for God and me giving 110%, yo, God bless.
Nobody but the people in this locker room, the only people, well, several million people did bet.
Buy tickets and bet.
And, you know, they wore the jersey stuff. We shocked the world! Okay. Yeah. Let's get Mozambique on the phone and see if they're reeling. Yeah. Still reeling. Oh, Luke?
Yes, sir. What's up, Adam?
All right, buddy. Got to put you on hold because you dropped the S-bomb. I forgot about that.
Let's talk David real quick.
David or is Stacy. Stacy?
Yeah. Dude or a girl?
Well, didn't we discuss this?
Yeah. Okay, David.
True. Wow. You do some of the worst radio I've ever heard. David?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes.
You, claims your parents are siblings?
Yeah, that's correct.
How'd that happen?
Well, when they were younger, their parents separated. And my grandma and grandpa didn't talk for a while. And then they got back to talking and stuff. And they got together. And I guess they put a liking to each other. I didn't ask too many questions about it. My mom's the one who told me about it when I was 16. Yeah.
You mean one was living with the dad, one was living with the mother or something?
Yeah.
And they came back and it was like they were just teenagers now in the same house.
Yeah. And I guess they just got along and clicked.
All right. Here's the deal. You guys, you're okay. There are no birth defects amongst you or your kid or your siblings, right?
Well, that's the question I had. I'm a lone child right now.
Good. Fine. The important thing is you don't marry a cousin or a sibling.
Well, he's got a streak.
Marry far from your genetic heritage for multiple reasons.
He's calling from Visalia. His parents married each other.
I'm going way
out on a limb and go, definitely not a Jew.
Come on. How dare you?
I know you can't judge. All right, we'll take a quick break. Annie Milonakis in studio. We'll be right back after this.
Loveline.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Love line. Well, that's it. Wow. Where'd the time go? I'll tell you. It's not a party till Milonakis swings by.
And then it's a party.
Hootie
and then it's a party. That's the show, Milonakis Show, or one Andy Milonakis Show on MTV, Sunday nights at 10:30. My show, Comedy Central. Other nights at 11:30. Drew's show.
Tonight.
Yeah. Tonight.
In the trench.
And in the Marianas Trench. Discovery Health Channel. All right. Thanks, Annie. Good
Peace.
Times,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, sir.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I'm goddamn Adam Carolla, and I'm not going to go down on you because I think it's a chore, and I don't have to, and there's a million other bitches that want me. Peace out.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.